This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The history of Ireland and Northern Ireland is complicated and not usually economic in nature. Religious mostly, political quite often, and always quite prickly. We're talking about it here, though, because it has become economic and the latest hiccup in Brexit negotiations. The issue is the border between the British province of Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic in the south. Ireland, the Irish Republic, backed by the rest of the European Union, of which it is a member, is demanding that the Brits give a written guarantee right now that after Brexit, the border, the UK's only land border with an EU country, is going to stay as open as it is today. No easy feat, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard explains from the European desk.
Combilift is an Irish company that makes forklift trucks at a site not far from the border with Northern Ireland. It's doing well and expanding, but sales director Anthony Rooney is worried that Brexit will affect the free flow of goods across that border.
There's a huge cloud in this area around Brexit. We're a huge importer and exporter of product to the UK. We rely on the UK as our home market. We need to make that movement of product as easy as it is currently in today's market.
Many businesses feel the same on the other side of the border in Northern Ireland. Belcas, one of Britain's biggest timber companies, processes logs mainly shipped up from the Irish Republic in the south. Its profitability depends on working around the clock. Put checkpoints and customs posts in the way, says boss Brian Murphy, and margins will suffer.
Now, we have 23,000 cross-border commercial lorry movements every year. If we lost an hour a day, or an hour on each truck movement, and the efficiency of the business will be badly impaired.
This could be a matter not just of prosperity, but of peace. There's a fear that a hard border could reignite the violent struggle between those in Northern Ireland who want the province to be united with the Irish Republic and those who want it to remain part of the UK. That conflict was formally ended with a peace agreement on Good Friday in 1998. Irish Senator Gerard Crochwell.
It guarantees that there will be no border, that there will be freedom of movement between north and south. So if we're to maintain the Good Friday Agreement, there cannot be a border.
Everyone agrees that there shouldn't be a border, but the two sides can't agree on how to avoid one after Brexit. Yesterday, the EU and Britain had apparently struck a deal. The British government accepted that Northern Ireland would maintain what it called regulatory alignment with the Irish Republic, while Britain makes its own rules after it leaves the EU. But that provoked this angry reaction from Arlene Foster, leader of Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party.
We will not accept any form of regulatory divergence which separates Northern Ireland economically or politically from the rest of the UK, and the economic and constitutional integrity of the United Kingdom must not be compromised.
Foster can't be ignored. Her party's 10 lawmakers are key parliamentary partners with the British government. If she withdraws her support, the government will likely fall. But the Irish Republic, fully backed by the EU, is standing firm. Stephen Donnelly of Ireland's opposition Fianna Fáil party says virtually all Irish lawmakers agree there must be no hard border between the north and south after Brexit.
That simply can't be countenanced. There's just too much at stake. The potential damage to the north, and indeed to parts of Ireland, the potential damage is catastrophic.
This is what a real deadlock looks like. And there's a deadline too. If British Prime Minister Theresa May is to have any hope of delivering a smooth Brexit on schedule, she'll have to crack this conundrum by the end of this week. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.